Welcome back. We're going to do more examples today. We're going to give you a chance to test yourself against them and see how well you're doing. Let's just start with something simple, a straightforward single sentence. No car is safe unless it has good brakes. And we'll use CX for car, SX for safe, and BX for has good brakes. No car is safe unless it has good brakes. Is it existential or universal? That's the first thing. Are we talking about all cars are like this or just there's one like this? Well, it's clearly all. It's no, S is P. It's the E on the A-E-I-O square of opposition, remember? So we need universal X given any X. If X is a car, then what? Do you remember how to do unless? Do you remember that was the one I gave you that crazy example of? I think I did. But in Greek, the way to write unless is eme, if not. I didn't expect you to remember this, but I expect you to remember the illustration being silly enough to stick in your mind. If not, it's literally, it's one word in Greek, if not. So that's the way you do it. If it's a car, if not good brakes, not safe. If not good brakes, then not safe. Or it could be done, if it's safe, it has good brakes. What follows the if? First of all, is whether it's a car. And then it's if it's not safe unless, if not good brakes, not safe. This is equivalent. So either one of those is right. How'd you do with that? I hope you nailed it. Let's try another. This is longer. To achieve success, one must work hard if one goes into business, or study continuously if one enters a profession. To achieve success, let's use SX, achieve success, one must work hard if one goes into business. Let's see how that's written. Yeah. X goes into business, or study hard. Study continuously if one goes into a profession. Let's use A for achieve success. That sounds more easier to remember anyway. A, X achieves success, X works hard, X goes into business, and then this is studies hard if he goes into a profession. To achieve success, one must. Is it existential or universal? Is there a particular person we're talking about? Or does this apply to anyone and everyone? It's clearly the latter, I think. For anyone, given any X, if X is to achieve success, then what? And follows the description asserted by this sentence. I'm going to get this out of the way. So how do we go about finishing this? To achieve success, one must... what? If he goes into business, then he must work hard. What comes after the if is the business. He must work hard if he goes into business. Or if he goes into a profession, he must study continuously. And now how do we finish this with the brackets? See, it's not the order in which a thing occurs in the sentence. It's what's come after, it's what comes after the if and the then. If he goes into business, then he works hard. The sentence says he works must work hard if he goes into business. Doesn't matter which order you put them in. It's what follows the if that goes to the left of the arrow, what follows the then that goes to the right of the arrow. And this is the way anyone who's going to achieve is described. So all of this is bracketed as entailed by that. And then we have to have the quantifier not stop here, but go over the whole thing. So this shows the scope of the quantifier. And there we have the right formulation of our sentence. AX implies that either BX implies WX or PX implies SX. And we get the whole thing. I hope that's clear. I don't want to be in the way of it. Here you go. You see the whole thing and copy it down if you didn't get it. If you did, I congratulate you. You're on the way. Let's try another one. And then we'll go to a look at another invalidity proof done with the quantifiers. This one says an old European joke goes like this. In America, everything is permitted that is not forbidden. In Germany, everything is forbidden that is not permitted. In France, everything is permitted even if it's forbidden. And in Russia, everything is forbidden even if it's permitted. Okay, it's an old joke. The first thing you need to recognize is that that's not one statement. It's a succession of statements, each one of which has to be formulated independently. Take the first one. In America, everything is forbidden. Everything is permitted that is not forbidden. So, given any X, if X is in America, then what? Everything is permitted that is not forbidden. If not forbidden, then permitted. Get it? What comes after if goes to the left of the arrow. If it's not forbidden, then it's permitted. Next one. Everything in Germany, if it's not specifically permitted, then it's forbidden. In France, everything is is permitted, even if it's forbidden. If it's forbidden, it's permitted anyway. And in Russia, even what's permitted is forbidden. So we have four distinct sentences, and each one has its own formulation. I'm hoping that we have time to get to some relational statements, in which case I'll show you another interesting one. This reminds me of it. It's Lincoln's famous statement, you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. There are three separate statements, and each one has its own formulation. All right, let's try a proof of invalidity now. Another one in this same system. And can you get me on this side of the board? Okay. Then I think we're going to have room to put this up. We won't have to stop to erase what's over here. Here's another argument for you. Can you see this okay? Listen, it's better here. Brother. Okay. Premise one. Premise two. Premise three. Nope, don't need that. Okay. And premise four. Therefore, okay. Now, we need to put down the expansion of each line. How many expansions do we need? How many membered universe? One more member than the number of existential quantifiers in the premises. There's only one. So we need a two-membered universe for each of these lines. Universal is expanded by conjunction. MB or SB implies CB or RB. There's the expansion of line one. Line one rewritten for thing A, for thing B. Line two, we're going to do the same thing. DA implies SA or RA, and DB implies SB or RB, and then line three, MA is equivalent to CA, and MB is equivalent to CB. And then finally, we come to the existential, which is just DX. So we have DA or DB, because we expand existentials with or. We don't know that we have a second, but we might. Either this or this, and maybe both. And then to expand the conclusion, again, all we need is SA and RA, or SB and RB. So, now we begin. And we begin with the conclusion, and we assign it to be false. So what do we need to do? We need to make something in each side of the disjunct false. I'm going to guess. I'll make that false there and this false here. Let's see if it works. If it doesn't, we'll have to go back and try it again. SA is true. There's an SA. I don't see any more SAs. Yes, I do. Here's one. Anything else? That's it. I have RB is false. Where is RB up here? Here it is. This has to be false. And I don't see any other RBs. Okay. Oh, there's one. Okay. All right. That's what I'm locked to. Now, look at these lines. I know that one or the other of these has to be true. Because it's disjunct, one has to be true for the line to be true. And there are only these two things in the line. So we got to make them one of them true and one of them false. So, if we make this false, I'm just guessing, and this true, that makes this false, and this whole side of the this line is true. This line is now true. The last line is true. The next last line is half true. We've got a false here. So we don't want this to turn out to be true false. It'll make it false. It has to be true. So either this has to be false or this has to be true. SB. Where are the other SBs? I don't see any other SBs. So there are no other SBs unless I'm too close to it to say there are. Yes, yes. Okay, so if I make DB false, what would happen? Oh, DB's already true. Okay. In that case, SB has to be true, or this would have turned out to be false. Now this line is true. If SB is true here, it's true here. And that means that I am forced to make CB true, because I don't want this to be true implies false. That would make it false. Now it's true implies true, and one half of it's taken care of. CB is true. I have SA true here. CA or RA are going to have to be true. One of the others have to be true. CA or RA. There's nothing to prevent that. So I make RA true, and this is true implies true, which is true. True implies true, which is true. There you go. Take care of that line's true, that line's true. The only one we come to is this one. MA implies CA, and these are conjoined, so they have to both be equivalent. Remember, that means they have to both be false or both be true. Do we have any assignment for any of them? Yes. We have CB already assigned true, so this has to be true. So we would have to make MB true. Is there anything to prevent that? No. I only see one other MB, and it's unassigned. And it wouldn't make any difference to it that it turns out to be true. So true implies true. True is equivalent to true is true. And now we look at MA is equivalent to CA. Do I have a CA assigned or an MA assigned? No, I don't. So they can be anything I want. They could be false or true, true. And I'll just make them true, true. And this line comes out true. So now we have shown that the assignments can be made so that the conclusion is false while all the premises are still true. I hope this is clear and that you're doing well with your own practicing.